New Country Z100, Sugarland, Jennifer Nettles there, and Nuttin' for Christmas. Good morning, and welcome to the Kent the Country Morning Show Friday edition. Birthdays, anniversaries at 7:50, and of course the Friday eastbound and down, but I still just have this really good feeling this morning because I watched something on TV last night that wasn't crap. And honestly, I went in very, very skeptical to the Dolly Parton Coat of Many Colors. And yes, the acting was not, you know, this grandiose display of acting. And it wasn't that. It was just that it brought about a message that I think America is missing. And just let me be honest with you. If you DVR'd it and you haven't watched The Coat of Many Colors yet, have a box of Kleenex handy. It's a feel-good thing, but you are going to cry. I am 39 years old. I was on the couch. My stepdaughter was in the floor. We were watching the thing. We were enthralled with it, and I was crying, and she was crying at one point. It was really a feel-good thing. Jennifer here talking about playing Dolly's mom.
I was really touched to be able to be chosen for that role, and because everybody knows, you know, the relationship, a healthy relationship at least, between a mother and child is something that is pretty sacred. So I took it in high honor and high account of trying to do a good job.
Here's how the whole thing opened up and Dolly just talking to us.
We didn't have anything that money could buy. We made our own toys. We used to exchange things, and we'd go out into the forest with Daddy to cut down a tree, which was always great, and we'd kind of decorate it our own way. So it was always very special. And of course, this Christmas, I would love to give a gift to you. My favorite song that I've ever written tells a true story from my childhood about a little coat that my mama made for me. And of course, she called it My Coat of Many Colors.
And you know what's crazy about that? In the song Coat of Many Colors, of course, I played it yesterday. I didn't realize the whole story behind the song. And I've played the song all kinds of times, filling in on the Saturday Morning Oldie Show and things like that. When you find out the real story behind it, holy cow, was really something cool and a unique look there at Dolly. And it was something that, was neat because they really didn't have anything growing up. I mean, they didn't have any central air. They didn't have a place you go to the grocery store and get your groceries. And a lot of questions from the 9-year-old in the house of like, why are they doing that? Why is there 6 of them sleeping in the same bed? Well, that's just how it was, you know. One last clip from the show last night. The little girl who played Dolly, I thought, did a great job. And this is it's her telling her mom how she's going to be a star one day.
I feel it. That's how I know I'm going to be a big star one day. Because if I can hold God's attention, I can hold the world's.
You mean you really want to leave your home and go off where you don't know nobody? I couldn't do that.
I ain't leaving nobody. I'm taking y'all with me. And it ain't a world full of strangers, Mama. I feel like it's a world full of friends. I just ain't met yet.
I do love how you think, Dolly.
I loved it. I know what you're saying. You're saying, yeah, Kent, whatever. You just love Dolly Parton. That is true. I do. But at the same time, the movie was great because it put out a message that I think everybody needs to hear. Let's get some Dolly going this morning. This is her remake of Lay Your Hands on Me. It's Dolly on your Friday. Hey, hey.